This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony will be in performance Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Long Center in downtown Lafayette. It's an all-Scandinavian program with music by Edvard Grieg and Carl Nielsen. With me in the studio are the principal hornist of the orchestra, Barbara Bright-Reed, and conductor David Glover, the artistic director of the WVYS. Thanks for coming in to talk about the concert.
Thank you for having us.
Why an all-Scandinavian program?
Well, I guess it started with the Carl Nielsen Aladdin Suite. It's a piece that I've always wanted to program. It's a lot of fun. It's really colorful. I think it's enjoyable to play, and it's enjoyable to listen to. So I've been looking for a place where I could program that, and it seemed like that this was a good concert to do that, especially since we were going to have our soloist, Mary Heller, wanted to play the Grieg Concerto. So it's a good place to put this combination of two Scandinavian pieces.
And this is your last performance with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. Tell our audience what you're doing and where you're going and what's next in the career of David Glover.
Yeah, well, I've been here for four wonderful seasons, and it's been really great working with the orchestra. It's been so much fun to see everyone grow. So many of the students have been the same over these 4 years, so it's been a great experience. But I'm really excited to be moving on to be the associate conductor of the North Carolina Symphony starting this summer, actually.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
Sunday's concert begins with two movements from the first Peer Gynt Suite by Grieg, starting with that beautiful morning mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are probably the two most famous movements of Peer Gynt. And then the second one in the Hall of the Mountain King is probably one of the most recognizable pieces of classical music as a whole. I thought it would just be a fun way to start off the concert, something that I think most of the kids in the orchestra recognize, and I'm sure the audience will too.
And then the Grieg Piano Concerto. Mary Heller, one of the great pianists, not only in our community, but certainly in the state. Grieg was a little nervous about it. He wrote it and then was kind of, well, is this any good, really?
Which is funny because it's one of his probably two most famous pieces, and it's a piano concerto that's played all the time all over the world. And so I'm really happy that for my last concert, we get a chance to play this great concerto.
Before we talk about the Nielsen piece, Barbara, I wanted to ask you about, as principal hornist of the orchestra, tell me what your role is. How do you see yourself sitting back there near the back of the orchestra?
Well, first, it's fun to sit in the back because you get to see everything happening in front of you. It's like a nice view. It's pretty to watch everything happen. There's a particular movement of the Nielsen in which I'm very important. I'm like the leader of one of the little orchestras. There's like a lot of little orchestras that are happening simultaneously, and I lead that. But most of the time, I feel like I'm following other soloists and following what the violins or the violas or what Dr. Glover is doing. The Grieg Piano Concerto has a lot of really beautiful horn parts in it, and it's really fun too because the piano is so beautiful. It's just nice to be like a part of that.
And in the morning mood, there's a famous horn solo, but that's not for the principal horn, right?
No, it's a third horn solo, and it's beautiful. It's great.
David, about this Aladdin Suite, Barbara mentioned a number of kind of mini orchestras going on. There's a lot of real complexity, rhythmic complexity within this suite.
Yeah, there is. The movement that Barbara mentioned has four different orchestras playing simultaneously, but independently of each other. So each one of the orchestras has to keep the tempo themselves. And since I can't obviously be conducting in four different tempos at once, it relies on the musicians to keep that pulse and stay with the other musicians that they're supposed to be playing with. And it creates this sound sort of like you were at, a big fair or a big festival, and you were hearing different groups playing simultaneously.
What a fun program. David Glover, last performance with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, and you've got quite a doozy, music of Grieg and Carl Nielsen. Thanks for coming in and chatting about the program.
Thank you.
Barbara Bright-Reed, principal horn of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. What year are you in school, and how much time do you have left? And then what are your plans for the future?
I'm a senior at Harrison High School right now, so this will be my last concert with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony as well. And I plan on attending IU with an exploratory major. So,
well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony in performance Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Long Center. No tickets are required for the program. Mary Heller, the soloist in Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor. Two movements from the Peer Gynt Suite No. 1 by Edvard Grieg and a suite of music from Carl Nielsen's Aladdin. For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.